some of my favorite singer-songwriters. Yeah, the singer-songwriter, you know, what an amazing phenomena that has turned out to be. You know, the idea of someone who composes the music and then performs it. And I always talk about it in terms of, you know, the music of the folk rock era from the 60s through today. And when I think about those singer-songwriters, I understand that they're actually drawing on a much older and a much deeper tradition of music, you know, than just what I think of in the 20th century. The idea of poems and stories and legends that were set to music as a simple way to remember them. When you have a very long story or a very long poem and you set it to music, it's like you can repeat it over and over and teach it to other people. And there's a long tradition of singers maintaining stories and the traditional music of winter. Most of the time we don't encounter the type of music that we hear in the winter season, those traditional melodies, those ancient songs. And it's an amazing time of year. It has a profound impact on us emotionally. But you know, the real trial of winter has been eased. I mean, in the 15th century, winter was a matter of survival. You know, the freezing and the cold and the shortage of the food and the darkness getting longer, the longest night. Winter was a very challenging time, not only emotionally, but physically. We don't have to endure that these days, but we can still hear that music. And the idea of caroling and going from house to house, begging for food. There's an ancient British song, probably 14th, 15th century, about soul cakes. And it's the song is, "Hey, ho, nobody home." And people would travel from door to door singing, and they would beg for soul cakes, which is like a flat cake with a cross carved into it. And in exchange for the food, they would promise to pay to pray for the members of the household. God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table go. Peter, Paul, and Mary, some of my favorite singer-songwriters we're going to be listening to today. Peter, Paul, and Mary did a beautiful version of the song A Soulin' on their 1963 album called Moving. This was their second album. And not only did they continue to write powerful music of their own, but they recorded a lot of traditional music. In their 1988 holiday album, they recorded a 15th century ballad from about the same time that Solon is from, called A Cherry Tree Carol. And we'll be listening to both of those songs. On that same album in 1988, they recorded a song called I Wonder As I Wander. And we hear the voice of Mary Travers, such a beautiful singer. We'll be listening to that song. It was composed by a man named John Jacob Niles, who was an American composer. He died in 1980, and he was very influential in the folk music revival of the 50s and the 60s. He went into the Appalachian Mountains in the 1920s, and he transcribed a lot of the traditional songs, Pretty Polly, Barbara Allen, He's Going Away. And so he composed a couple of songs of his own inspired by those traditional Appalachian ballads. And I Wonder As I Wander is one of his songs. He also wrote a song called Go Away From My Window. And, you know, Bob Dylan quoted the first line of that song in his song, It Ain't Me, Babe. So John Jacob Niles. Let's hear these three songs, these three traditional songs and songs based on traditional music. First, we'll hear A Solan, followed by Cherry Tree Carol, and then I Wonder As I Wander, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Cherries, for I am with child. cherries for thee. Might have some. So bend down the tallest tree to touch Mary's hand, said she.
Oh, look now, Joseph, I have cherries at the man, said she. Oh, look now, Joseph, I have cherries at the man.
Like a star.
Peter, Paul, and Mary singing the traditional songs of winter and of this season. First, we heard A Solan from their 1963 album, and then we heard the 15th century ballad called The Cherry Tree Carol. You know, when we call songs traditional, it means that we really don't know who wrote them. It's kind of been lost in the fog of history. But that last song that we heard, I Wonder As I Wander, that was written by John Jacob Niles. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. And so, yes, traditional music always has an incredible appeal. There's something about these old melodies that just really speaks to me. I hear something in the way the melodies move that seems so ancient. And I know so many singer-songwriters are attracted to this music. And today we're listening to the singer-songwriters that carry on the tradition of this music. And Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mary Travers is one of my favorite singers. And we just heard her sing that beautiful song by John Jacob Niles. I'd like to play another song from that 1963 Moving album. This is another ballad. We don't know really who wrote it. It's an Appalachian ballad. And she calls it Tiny Sparrow, but it's usually called Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. And there's another singer-songwriter, one of my favorite musicians, Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell did a paraphrasing of this Appalachian ballad on her 1976 album, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. Joni Mitchell, one of the major singer-songwriters of our day, she usually writes her own poems and music, but occasionally she adapts the poetry of other people. And in this song, The Silky Veils of Ardor, she paraphrases the ballad, Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. And then we'll hear another Joni Mitchell song, a very timely song. It's perfect for this time of year, the winter. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. So first, let's start with Mary Travers, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. And then we'll hear Joni Mitchell's version of that ballad, The Silky Veils of Ardor. And then finally, Joni Mitchell's River.
Before I courted And all he'd ask I would deny. Alas, I'm not a tiny sparrow. I have not wings, nor
the one I love. but I have no wings. And the water is so wide, we'll have to row a little harder. It's just in dreams we fly, in my dreams we
Joni Mitchell, River. Joni Mitchell is a Canadian, and you knew that she grew up in some really spectacular white landscapes in the winter. But she recorded that album in 1970, Blue. She's living in Los Angeles. And she's dealing with the winter blues, thinking about a river to skate away on. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, you know, before we heard River, we heard Joni Mitchell's adaptation of an Appalachian ballad, The Silky Veils of Ardor. And before that, we heard Peter, Paul, and Mary, Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. So winter and the pull of the traditional song, it's a very powerful time of year, and the music runs deep. And one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Sting, in 2009, he recorded a beautiful album called If on a Winter's Night. And he deals with the whole idea of winter and what it means. And I have a wonderful quote from the liner notes on this album. This is a quote from Sting about winter. "For despite the frequent foulness of the weather and the hardship of those who have to work outside, there is something of the winter that is primal, mysterious, and utterly irreplaceable, something both bleak and profoundly beautiful, something essential to this myth of ourselves, to the story of our humanity, as if we somehow need the darkness of the winter months to replenish our inner spirits as much as we need the light, energy, and warmth of the summer." So Sting does a beautiful recording of a Basque carol. Once again, we don't know who the composer is. It's a traditional Basque carol. The Basque is in the southern part of France in the Pyrenees Mountains. The song is called Gabriel's Message. And in the liner notes, here's what Sting has to say about this Basque carol. "Gabriel's message is both beautiful and terrifying. Mary, who is as usual described as meek and gentle, is confronted by the vision of an awesome being with eyes of flame and wings of drifted snow." After that, we hear Sting's version of Soul Cake. This is the exact same song that we heard Peter, Paul, and Mary do at the top of the show, A Soul in the traditional caroling song. We hear Sting do Soul Cake, followed by another 15th century English carol, There Is No Rose of Such Virtue. 15th century. And he says in his liner notes that in the medieval lexicon, the rose was a symbol of flawless perfection and became associated with both Christ and his mother Mary. So let's hear three traditional songs from Sting, If on a Winter's Night. First, Gabriel's Message, followed by Soul Cake, and then There Is No Rose of Such Virtue, Sting.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Ah, hail, said he, thou the holy maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria, Gloria. For none a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by sins foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria, Gloria. gentle Mary meekly bowed her head. To me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify his holy name. Most highly favored lady,
as is the rose that
is Lumos et Virginum. By that rose we may well see that he is God in persons three.
Night. That's his 2009 recording on the Deutsche Grammophon label. That was a 15th century English carol. There is no rose of such virtue. And before that, we heard two more traditional songs by Sting. First, Gabriel's Message, the Basque Carol, and then Soul Cake. So, my favorite singer-songwriters and their role in the traditional music of the season. We're going to hear another song by Sting. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. We're going to hear another song by Sting. We heard the same song by Peter, Paul, and Mary at the top of the program. This is the Cherry Tree Carol. And then after that, we're going to hear another one of my favorite singer-songwriters, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. And I think that you're going to like, after a few seconds, you're going to figure out who it is. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. So let's hear Sting's Cherry Tree Carol, followed by Christmas in the Heart.
Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. When Joseph and Mary were walking one day, here is apples and cherries so fair to behold. Here is apples and cherries so fair to behold. Then Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Oh, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger he flew. let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. So the cherry tree bowed low down to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood down. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood down. Then Joseph took Mary all on his right knee, crying, "Lord, have mercy for what I have done." Crying, "Lord, have mercy for what I have done." When Joseph was an old man, and an old man was he courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a cat. With a tail as big as a cat." Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea." Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? Palace warm, mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold." Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child, a child. sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lane? Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is a bluebird, in his place is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is passing brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Till the other kids all knock him down. When it snows, ain't it filling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter
Christmas from the heart. And he couldn't have said it better for me. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. All the best to you. This is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program.
Once again,
support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York.